the NLP Fast Phobia Cure, slightly modified just off the top of my head. Your client comes in and they express they have a phobia. You need to find the original event that caused the phobia. Now, if they know this, that's good enough. If not, you may consider hypnotic regression, and you could also be using different techniques like eye movement therapy to resolve the phobia. However, let's say at this point you have the memory and you want to apply this technique to it. It goes like this. You can now close your eyes, and I'd like you to imagine yourself in a movie theater. You're sitting there looking at a blank screen. And right now, the screen is only capable of playing a black and white movie. However, instead of just looking at the screen from in the movie theater, I'd like you to step back into the projection booth window and look down at yourself sitting in the movie theater looking up at the blank screen. You are twice removed now from that screen. You're looking through a little plexiglass window, so things will be quite mild as you're observing them up there. Now, there was a time in your life before this phobia developed. You were feeling just fine. And then something happened to you, and then there was some point afterwards where you survived and you were safe and everything was okay. I'd like you to play the movie up on the screen now. You're watching from way back there in the projection booth window. You're going to observe this movie in black and white. Play it through from the beginning when you're feeling fine, all the way through watching the event happen, all the way to the end when you're feeling fine again. Take your time and let me know when you've done that once. Good. Now, what I'd like you to do is imagine leaving the movie on pause at the very end of the movie when you're feeling just fine. Leave the projection booth window and go back down into your body in the movie theater so you're looking at the end of the movie up there on the screen. Now imagine walking out of your chair into the aisle. And you're going to walk down the aisle and up onto the screen. Find yourself now in the movie, the very end of the movie where you're feeling fine. Now, you're going to play the movie backwards from the end to the beginning. Before you do this, I'd like you to turn it back into color so it's full color. And I want you to play the movie backwards now, from the end to the beginning. Take your time when you've done that once, from the end, rewinding it backwards to the beginning. Let me know. Good. Now I'd like you to go back to the end and play the movie through backwards once again. This time, do it twice as fast as you just did. When you get to the beginning, let me know. Good, go back to the end, play it through again twice as fast as that. Rewinding the tape back all the way to the beginning. When you get there, let me know. Good, do it again, go to the end. Go backwards as if we're zipping the film backwards from the end. Go zip to the beginning about now. Again, go to the end even quicker. Zip to the beginning. Again, from the end, zip to the beginning. Once again, go to the end, zip to the beginning. And one more time, zip. And again, zip from the end, zip to the beginning. Now, just take a breath. Let your mind grow clear, and I'd like you to think about that past event now and see how it feels so much different than it did before. And you could always be doing this after you test to see how this worked, to to see from a scale of 1 to 10, where are they? And you can repeat the technique multiple times. You can do it for multiple memories. And of course, you could add other techniques like eye movement therapy, other NLP techniques, and of course, hypnotic programming.